Our next report comes from the Bemidji Apple Blossom Nature School.
This is Lily M.
This is Finn.
And this is Lainey. We are reporting from Rainy Apple Blossom.
This week, Graham saw a bald eagle on the edge of a puddle. Was it getting a drink? Kelly heard a saw-whet owl. There are also a pair of herons at the back of her house.
Lily H. found a deer carcass in her friend's yard on the edge of the woods. It was frozen. Shay caught 106 fish on Blanche Lake over the weekend.
Sarah's yard flooded from all the rain. They have mud everywhere.
We have boiled 200 gallons of sap so far. It's not finished yet, but we guess it will be over 7 gallons of finished syrup. I heard coyotes last night.
I saw two eagles courting on my way to school this morning.
Today, John Latimer came to visit us. We walked through our school yard to notice new things.
He told us how deer can change their biota seasonally so they can stop eating green plants and begin to eat woody plants. We learned that the mother deer will lick her fawn's nose so they get the proper biota in their gut to digest the wood.
Red-winged blackbirds were singing in the tree.
We looked closely at the quaking aspen. John told us that they can photosynthesize through their green bark. We rubbed the white powder off the outside to see the green underneath. What is the powder called?
We saw hooded mergansers courting on the water. The males put the crest on their head up, making them look puffy. There were also golden eyes and mallards in the river.
The ice was melting fast. It was raining pretty hard, and fog was covering Lake Irving.
I found a mossy island on the willow trees. It looks like a portal to a new place. Noble saw tiny orangey-brown mushrooms growing on a log.
Stay dry out there.
Indeed, stay dry out there. Yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was wonderful. I had a great time. Those guys got the nicest campus. You can't believe it. It goes right down on this point along the Mississippi, right on Lake Irwin. And Mississippi runs out of Lake Irwin right at the end of their property there. And the kids have just, I swear, it would have been the nicest place to go to school that I could even imagine. There's all kinds of things going on there. It's a great spot. Fun to visit with them. Fun to visit with all the students that I got to see over in Bemidji yesterday. Glad to be able to make the trip.